Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got another rule change. I got another rule change here from the NFL.
I can explain it.
You talked about the do you want me to give you the new one? Because I don't know what...
Kickoff.
Okay. Well, the new kickoff rule has been approved by the NFL. I'll give you everybody a little graphic here. This is from Jeff Darlington's Twitter account, but just to kind of give everybody a looky-loo at what it might be for our video audience here, because we are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Go ahead, Leroy, explain.
So the receiving team will line up at the 40. Is that right? Who's the kickoff and who's the receiving team?
Blue is kickoff.
Okay. The receiving team will line up at the 35, which is about where they normally line up. The kicking team will move up to the 40. So there's only 5 yards in between. The kicker will kick the ball. If it goes out of the end zone, now here's where I'm not sure. If it goes out of the end zone, they get the ball on the 35.
Yes. If they kick it straight to the end zone.
Straight to the end zone, they get it on 35.
Yes.
If they kick it and it hits the ground, it's in play.
It's in play.
And here's the deal. Nobody can move until the football hits something, whether it's the field, whether the receiver catches it. So what they're doing is they're trying to promote returns while trying to avoid the collision.
Because it's been a colossal waste of time. There's only been returns apparently on like 20% since they've changed the rules.
So they just kick it out of the back of the end zone and you get it on the – and they say that's good. But if you notice – at certain parts of the game, they would purposely kick it short, right? So the kicker would return it. And for reasons I can't explain, they would never get back to the 20, right? You can return it. And then they had the rule where you could fair catch it and you get it on 25. I don't know. That's college, I think.
Yeah, there's no more fair catches. You can't fair catch
it. There's no more fair catches.
You can't fair catch it in this anymore. You have to be returned. So the returner.
As soon as it crosses the goal line, it's dead.
No, once it crosses the goal line, if it rolls into the goal line, it's a 20-yard touchback. If they straight kick it into the end zone, 35. Right. But there's this thing called the target zone. They adopted this from the XFL, which I don't want to watch.
Well, you know what? Here, don't just dismiss what these other leagues have done.
Oh, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just letting everybody know where they're getting
this. A lot of the stuff that you see as far as technology.
XFL.
Has come from the XFL. Mm-hmm.
No, the sky cam, all that stuff.
The sky cam, the pylon camera.
Yeah, no.
That stuff has come from the XFL. So let's not just dismiss what these other leagues are doing.
Yeah, so they're trying to – they have this thing called the target zone that you have to kick it into. And like Leroy said, nobody can move till somebody touches the ball or touches the ground, or you have to stay still. Everyone's going to be away from the kicker. And I got to be honest with you, for the team with some of the fastest players in the league, Devon Achane.
Right. Right.
Exciting, dude.
Here's the problem, though. Right? Here's what you eliminated on the kickoff. The surprise onside kick.
I know.
But because when you have to announce you're having an onside kick, and then it moves back to original lineup.
Yeah.
And what they do is you can split them up. So you can go 6-4 instead of 5-5. You can go 6-4. But Here's the deal. And I never agree with this dude, but I agree with him in this, and that's Bart Scott.
Oh, wow.
Football is a game of surprises, right? If you have to announce what the hell you're going to do, what's the point?
I think the only thing I would say is...
But because of the way they line up, you have to do it. You can't kick an onside.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kick from back there.
Right. Well, they're trying to, they want to do all these rules. They want to make action on the kickoff, but try and still eliminate people getting, you know, blown up.
Right.
But the one thing I would say is you still do have the onside kicks at end of games that at least now you could split up the lineups a little bit. Maybe you have a better chance because they were saying like 5% of onside kicks actually work. It'll
still be the same thing because you keep in mind, and this is what I used to enjoy about it. There was a point in time where you would put like offensive linemen in the front of that line to kind of slow these guys down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a surprise onside kick, and the big uglies are the ones trying to get on the ball. Surprise! That's a surprise. When you say I'm onside kicking, then you move all the little people, the people that have better hands than the kickoff team, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, so, look, Sean Payton will go down. He's got the last, important onside kick. Surprise.
Made a whole career off of that thing. Dude.
Still is. Crazy. Still is. Still rolling there.
Still is there.
Yep.
So I like it. I think it'll bring here. I hated the fact that you eliminated a part of the game that a lot of teams used. Because if you have good special teams and good return teams, right? That's a benefit to you. That's something you have that everybody else doesn't have. And so you can use that to your advantage. The way the kickoff has been, you basically eliminated it. So teams that were able to flourish in that part of the game, they just tell the kicker, kick it out of the end zone. And then you had no return. Mm-hmm. Or you have guys trying to return it 7 yards deep. And for reasons I can't explain, every time they returned the ball out of the end zone, they got to the 9.
Yeah.
So it's a weird dynamic. But this almost makes the kicker pooch kick it. So there's a return. And I'm more than sure all these players, all these teams are going to think this. We're already on the 40. If he kicks it high enough and catches it, we can still get him inside the 20 or whatever. And the kickoff team is thinking, if we can create a crease. So what you're going to see is they're going to line up here and they're going to do it almost like a blocking scheme. Somebody's going to cross. Somebody's going to come around and try to create a space in that line because it's right there. And now you're going to have kick. I promise you, I'm going to say this right now. This rule is currently constructed. There will be more returns for touchdowns.
I'm excited.
Than there's ever been in a long time.
And that's what's exciting. If you're a Dolphin fan, I think, because you know you got a lot of speed back there that you could. I don't think they'll put Tyreek back there, but I mean, you know A-chan. Maybe.
Yep. Well, if he can stay healthy.
Well, I mean, let's see. You know, science.
You don't have faith in our boy Braxton.
Braxton too. Braxton's pretty good. Braxton too. But you know,
that's his thing. That's his thing.
Okay.
Hey, can I just say this?
He's sold already.
You can put two guys back there. I think.
You can.
I think you can. No. Yeah.
Would you? You don't need to. Why not have another blocker?
I understand, but you can do it. I think you can.
But you can't. Where the ball's being kicked, you can't kick it away from the kicker. Therefore, you don't need two of them.
You can still put two back there.
No, you can't. I'm just saying.
But if you put like,
I love the way you guys have a conversation. I love the way you guys have a conversation with me, and I'm telling you what the point of having two guys back there was. And now you can't do it. What's the point in having a wasted body back there?
Well, you know.
So you put A-Chan. Here, you put A-Chan and Berrios back there, and now you lose a blocker.
Yeah, but A-Chan only need one blocker.
That's true.
He only need one blocker.
One cut, go.
Oh, my God. Welcome back, Leroy. Now, I'm telling you what. Which one of you guys need to put on the hair, the bowl cut, and you could be Dumb and Dumber? Because I'm just telling you.
Why can't all you need is one.
All you need is one returner.
Okay, but you would admit. I mean, you've been a part of these special teams before. There's always one guy who's not doing nothing.
That's
right?
True.
He's just running around.
Yeah.
You know, it's some idiots blocking somebody in the back. So if I take one of the idiots and make him A-Chan.
Again, that's the equivalent to saying it's third and short. Let's go five wides. And not use a tackle and just put a running back there. It makes no sense.
What are you going to run right now? Sounds like a good play.
No, you're not going to run. You're not going to run nothing.
A-Chan doesn't need an extra blocker.
That's true.
One cut, gone.
Okay, till somebody smashes him on the 10, and he goes, "Why you got two guys back there? You don't need them."
We'll take a quick break. Lots to get to here on the show. Tommy Hutton, he's going to join us this hour. We'll talk a little. We got Marlins opening day just around the corner. He'll tell us not to quibble. We're back with more after this.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.